This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI is now involved. The feds are using voter fraud information collected by the Amistad Project.
What our data show is what we call the blood in the street. It's after the crime is committed, and what evidence is there to show that a crime has been committed?
The project's director, Philip Klein, on Newsmax TV.
And we've come up with tens of thousands of Republican ballots that were not counted. We've come up with hundreds of thousands of Republicans who say they never requested a ballot, but they voted absentee by somebody else.
Philip Klein is the former Attorney General of the state of Kansas. Hypocritical politicians. Los Angeles Supervisor Sheila Kuhl voted to ban all outdoor dining last Tuesday. She referred to outdoor dining as a most dangerous situation. Then hours after her vote, Kuhl got caught visiting a restaurant in Santa Monica and dined outdoors. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The FDA is meeting December 10th to examine Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. The president says that's not soon enough. USA Radio News Tim Berg explains.
President Trump is urging the FDA to act quickly on Moderna's application for an emergency use authorization for its coronavirus vaccine. The president making those comments on Twitter. Now, as far as when the coronavirus vaccine will be distributed after it is approved by the FDA, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar tells ABC's Good Morning America.
Said it'll ship within 24 hours after FDA approval, and then really it's going to be up to our nursing homes, our hospitals, our pharmacies to get that dispensed. So it really could be within days of FDA approval, we'll start seeing vaccines in people's arms, which is frankly incredible. Think about this, 10 months into this pandemic hitting our shores, thanks to what President Trump has done here, we believe we're going to have people getting vaccinated, millions of people, before Christmas this year. It's just unheard of in the history of public health.
USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Somewhat of a mediocre game, the Seattle Seahawks beat the Philadelphia Eagles 23-17 in last night's Monday Night Football game. After the loss, head coach Doug Peterson tells us where the team needs to go from here.
We've battled with a lot of injury, a lot of different moving parts up front with the offensive line, guys in and out. You know, it's just we haven't had the consistency and the continuity that you would like week in and week out. That you look at offenses around the league that have stayed together and have stayed healthy, there's continuity and there's consistency there, and we just haven't had that this season. And it's something that we don't make excuses for it. It's where we are, and we have to get better.
Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz is all ears when it comes to turning things around.
Yeah, I mean, listen, when we're stagnant like that as an offense, you know, I'm all ears. You know, whatever coach is confident in, however we can, you know, get some momentum or you know, pick up a first down in that case early in the game. So, obviously, it's a tricky thing to navigate, but I think, you know, if it's going to provide us the spark that we need, hopefully going forward it can in those situations. But, yeah, I mean, obviously, we just didn't do enough all around tonight. I said it last week, you know, this is what you sign up for. And as a quarterback, ever since you're a kid, you know, you're prepared for any of those. Nothing's ever guaranteed. And so for me, I don't think about that, though. I just try and go out and be the best player I can be in practice, prepare my tail off, compete my tail off. I don't think about those things. I'm going to give it everything I got every time I step on the field.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, great to have you along with us. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there for you. Thank you. Former President Barack Obama last week sparked up some controversy, and he's out there promoting his book. And it's interesting to hear his perspective. And I want to say narrative, particularly when it comes to, to his administration. Scandal-free, as he says that it was. But as someone else pointed out, it's hard to, determine a scandal when the mainstream media, or at least the established media, is not reporting on it. And so I guess he can get away with saying he was scandal-free because there was little reporting on it. But also in his comments, he mentioned that he wanted to take the task, I think, evangelical Hispanics. Wanted to, kind of throw some shade on them. I mean, how dare they consider voting for Donald Trump? When it was Donald Trump that put their people in cages, it was Donald Trump who made racist remarks. And Barack Obama and the Democrats would like to look at Hispanics as some sort of monolithic, non-intelligent group of people that understood exactly what President Trump talked about when he was speaking about MS-13 and the things that were being done, really perpetrated on other Hispanics. I mean, Hispanics in the local community. I mean, it's not like you get, MS-13 gang members or other people who come illegally into the country. It's not like they go to Beverly Hills. They go into Hispanic communities and they torment the holy what have you out of them. And it runs the entire gamut from sex trafficking to drugs. Things that absolutely debase their humanity and their community's humanity. But Barack Obama would say, well, how dare they? How would they think? Why would they vote for somebody like Donald Trump when he says this about the people? Well, they know the difference. With us right now is a writer whose journalistic endeavors have been shedding light on the deep state, the immigration crisis, and the enemies of freedom. Luis Miguel joins us now. Luis, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Bill. Doing good. Glad to be here with you this morning.
Well, good to be here and have you along with us. What did you make of Barack Obama's statements about Hispanics? Did you take exception like I did?
No, absolutely. I think you and I share Hispanic background, kind of have a unique insight into that. Look, in reality, Obama, with his snide comments there, was simply vocalizing what we know that Democrats and liberals have believed for years, that they see Hispanics, like they do all minorities, not as human beings, not as people, but as simply political pawns that they use to get themselves into office. But at the end of the day, they care neither about the well-being, the prosperity of these minority communities. And it's dehumanizing, like you said. I mean, it's completely dehumanizing. It's this attitude of, you know, don't stray too far from the plantation, from your place.
Right.
You know, I can tell you for one thing, from my personal experience, it's interesting being active around here in Florida, politics, activism, you know, crossing hairs with the local left-wing radicals. Oftentimes the perception on their part seems to be that you're only truly minority, you're only truly Hispanic or Black or what have you, if you toe the left-wing socialist line. At the minute you cross over to anyone to the right ideologically of Karl Marx, all of a sudden it's almost as though your skin color changes and you turn to a white guy. It's incredible.
It really is. I mean, and I got to tell you, Luis, I've been in broadcasting for over 50 years and had been away from the microphone, oh gosh, for maybe 25, 30 years. When I was in Southern California, a friend of mine was diagnosed with inoperable pancreatic cancer, and I returned to the microphone after an extended period of time. And the first comments I've got, you know, from some syndicators was, wow, we've never heard of a conservative Hispanic. And I had to laugh and go, that just demonstrates how little you know of the Hispanic community. Because when you talk about family values, when you talk about, you know, whether it's marriage, raising your kids, having a fair shot in an educational system, all those good, healthy things, those are conservative values that I was raised with. And that most Hispanics that I'm aware of were raised that way. I think it's some of the politicians, certainly in California, where I was raised and born and raised, that, you know, you wonder, you go, where in the heck are these people coming from? I mean, I just could not believe how, for the sake, as you say, you know, to toe the party line and to draw benefit politically, I guess, maybe that was the club they wanted to join, but it just doesn't make sense. And if they were sitting around at a barbecue, a backyard barbecue, which we're famous for, you know, they'd be taken to task, or, you know, sooner or later, you know, as well as I do, there'd be a grandma with a chancla, you know, being thrown in their direction to get their attention and say, hey, you know, you're talking like an idiot. You know, don't talk like that.
Absolutely. And, you know, you hit the nail right on the head. Overwhelmingly, the principles and values of Hispanics in America are conservative ones. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing right now, thanks to President Trump. You know, it's interesting how, for all the work that the mainstream media tried to do to paint him as this great racist Hispanic hater, really it's Hispanics who are really making the difference. We could see it in this election, especially in a place where I live here in Florida, where a huge turnout for Republicans for Trump among Hispanics was what made the difference. It's a huge change, a great awakening of sorts.
Yes,
and I believe that we're going to see a lot more of that in the coming years in elections, on a large migration of the Hispanic community to the Republican Party. And it's interesting seeing how the Democrats are going to react to this, if they're going to double down on their race baiting, or if they're going to actually try to meet the rest of the regular mainstream America somewhere in the middle with more sensible policies.
Well, no doubt Donald Trump is responsible for expanding the Republican tent and also reviving the idea of conservatism. And I believe, you know, like you, you're exactly right, 100%, that many people, Hispanics, and I would say people of color, blacks included, who woke up and said, doggone, I am a conservative. I mean, you know, it's like I hadn't even really thought about that. I've been so used and so ideologically fixed that I really hadn't engaged any critical thinking. And, you know, look at some of these black leaders are starting to, or maybe not so much leaders, but influencers who are realizing, wait a minute, it's the Democratic Party that's been killing our kids. I mean, look what they've done with, with Planned Parenthood and killing, you know, 40% of black babies. And 20%, you got to figure half of those are girls, right? So, hashtag that one. And Hispanics, 25%. Have bought into the lie that Planned Parenthood has been perpetrating and those abortionists out there. And they're all waking up and realizing, hey, you know what? I find myself and my values being more consistent with conservative values versus liberal, right?
Oh, that's right. That's right. And it's going to be extremely important and incumbent upon Republican leaders in the next couple of years going to 2022 to work on making even more inroads.
Yeah. Well, Luis, we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from Luis Miguel after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time.
Well, let me tell you, it's going to require courage. That's what We the People is all about. It's not a passive sort of thing. I mean, the reason that we're in the situation that we're in is people decide to put their heels up on the desk. Well, I say that. That's really not true. Actually, what's happened is we've been so busy providing for our families and working, and we voted for people that we wanted to trust that would look out for our best interests. Then we find out that it's more about their interests than our interests. And here we are, you know, with our debt on the increase up until Donald Trump came on the scene. Our national security was compromised regardless of what Joe Biden would want you to believe. I mean, he's rewriting history. We know the facts. It was not that long ago. But, you know, it's one thing to even talk about the Democrats, but even like Amy Kramer said this morning, you know, you also have to look at, you know, some of these Republicans who are establishment oriented. They're really not holding to the true values of conservatism and We the People and the Constitution that they are folding. And some want to take the expedient way. And Luis Miguel is with us. And Luis, we've been saying that had it been other Republicans instead of Donald Trump, they would have already folded their tent, conceded, regardless of the obvious voter fraud that's taken place. What do you say?
No, that's absolutely right. I mean, right now what we're seeing really is what I and others are calling the crossing the Rubicon moment for President Trump, but really also for the Republican Party itself. Really the way in which the party handles the situation, whether they buckle to the pressure from the media or whether they take a stand with the president and join him in this fight, in my view, is going to determine whether the Republican Party continues to be a relevant political force in American government or whether it's ultimately going to go the way of the Whigs into irrelevance.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, there's a huge disparity, sad to say. Anyone can see it between the base and between the leaders themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you have such clear evidence of voter fraud before you being brought forth, and yet so many lawmakers right now, whether it's in the Congress or whether it's state houses and legislatures, they're just sitting back and going along with this narrative from the mainstream media,
mm-hmm.
and just completely willing to allow the fraud to occur, not realizing that by doing so, or perhaps realizing it but being complicit in it, that by doing so they're going to doom the party for generations to come. You know, I hear so many people, and some of them are well-intentioned, some of them are controlled opposition,
mm-hmm.
saying things like, you know, we'll come back in 2022, we'll come back in 2024, it's okay. You know, I'm sorry to say, but that's, you know, it's just wishful thinking.
Yeah.
If we don't get this in the bud right now and stop the fraud right now while the iron is hot, it's only going to empower and embolden the fraud machine even more.
Exactly.
To the point where, as the president has said, you won't have a Republican elected again to the presidency in a future election because it will be so ingrained. And also because of what Biden and Harris will do when they're in office, what from, you know, the wanting to abolish the Electoral College, wanting to pack the Supreme Court, wanting to give amnesty to illegals and citizenship and voting rights,
mm-hmm.
you know, statehood for Puerto Rico, for Washington, D.C. Again, all this combined, Republicans won't win again unless we take action right now. This is the mm-hmm. moment to act, not in 2 years, not in 4 years, right now.
Mm-hmm. You know, Luis, I got to tell you, you know, the party is one thing, and I understand how some people might look at the party. I think, more importantly, what hangs in the balance here is the issue of truth. Are we going to hold on to the truth no matter what it costs? Does the truth matter anymore? Because the truth is the foundation of every institution of our government and our Constitution. We abandon the truth, which we have, and we look out on our current institutions, and they have misserved the American people. They're all utterly corrupt. And I know that sounds like a broad brush statement, but all the three-letter agencies, especially under the Obama-Biden administration, there was abject corruption that was taking place. I mean, we had a conversation with Amy Kramer earlier, and what they did, what Lois Lerner and the IRS did to Tea Party groups and any other conservative group in delaying and all but canceling their application for tax exemption. You know, that in and of itself doesn't sound like a big thing, But at the end of the day, I mean, here you had this movement of patriots coming together, standing for, you know, some budgetary discipline and constitutional rights and constitutional disciplines. And Obama gave the wink, wink. Lois Lerner held up their exemption. And I maintain that that move in and of itself probably affected 6 to 8 different voting cycles, because that powerful force that was building and rising, you know, patriots, people that were believing in their civic duty, were canceled by the Democrats and by Barack Obama and his minions. And they affected probably, 6 to 8 voting cycles. So that's how subtle some of this stuff can operate. But at the very core of all this is corruption. And look at what we're considering. We look at the FBI. We look at the CIA, the NSA, all these three-letter agencies that we need to count on and believe in. We don't believe in them. We don't even believe in the doctors right now and the information they're telling us about COVID. They're all over the place. You wonder, okay, is this political or not? The president does Operation Warp Speed, and then you have Joe Biden and Kamala Harris bad-mouthing the vaccine to such a degree it's dissuading people from wanting to take the vaccine. I mean, in May when it first came out, Louise, here's the numbers. 72% of America said, heck yeah, in May they would take the vaccine. But because of all the negative publicity and all that was done and said by the mainstream media and the Democrats and social media, in September it went from 72 to 51%, and now it's at 40%. What does that tell you?
Yeah, well, I think, listen, when you have a tree that's rotting from the inside, it doesn't become apparent at first, but then there comes a point where it just collapses onto itself, unable to sustain itself under the weight of the rotting. And that's what we're witnessing right now with our government, with all the entrenched bureaucracy and administrative structure. You know, from all the agencies for years and years have been infiltrated, converged, taken over by, in essence, what we often call the deep state, are these vested interests who are more interested in globalism, socialism, the accumulation of power for themselves than they are in serving the people and obeying the Constitution. And they've gotten such a stranglehold on the levers of power in so many different agencies and departments that right now it's extremely difficult for the president and for the few patriots who are in there to make a difference. But, and I mean, it's astounding, really. You can take a look right now. The Trump team, for example, and Lieutenant Colonel Thomas McInerney was talking about this just in recent days, how the servers for Dominion, were being held over in Frankfurt, Germany, in a CIA facility, and it took a special forces team to go in there and raid it to obtain those servers. Mm-hmm. But they got into a firefight, unbelievably, with agents of the CIA. He had CIA fighting special forces with casualties there on both sides.
Yes.
And so, I mean, it shows you the degree to which you have the CIA ostensibly created to protect the interests of the American people, although obviously anybody who's well enough versed in the history of the CIA knows that for decades the agency has often acted contrary to the true interests of the American people. But anyway, an agency supposedly serves the country, being used to protect and engage in the voter fraud to subvert an American election. So, I mean, it's unbelievably corrupt at this point. Mm-hmm. And
Luis, the thing is that's so sad about this is so few people are aware of this. I mean, it's like the recent MRC report that said that 50% of the voters did not know of the Hunter Biden scandal, and 10-12% of those said that had they known, they would not have voted for Joe Biden. And you have a purposeful propaganda machine and squashing of information, from today's media, sadly, that is not serving the best interests of we the people. Luis Miguel has been our guest. Look forward to having you back, Luis. You're always welcome here. Appreciate it. You take care.
Thank you.
He's a writer and journalist right here.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI is now involved. The feds are using voter fraud information collected by the Amistad Project.
What our data show is what we call the blood in the street. It's after the crime is committed, and what evidence is there to show that a crime has been committed?
The project's director, Philip Klein, on Newsmax TV.
And we've come up with tens of thousands of Republican ballots that were not counted. We've come up with hundreds of thousands of Republicans who say they never requested a ballot, but they voted absentee by somebody else.
Philip Klein is the former Attorney General of the state of Kansas. Hypocritical politicians. Los Angeles Supervisor Sheila Kuhl voted to ban all outdoor dining last Tuesday. She referred to outdoor dining as a most dangerous situation. Then hours after her vote, Kuhl got caught visiting a restaurant in Santa Monica and dined outdoors. USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
So we have got lawsuits likely to be filed in Georgia on either Monday or Tuesday. I can't get into the details, but let me just say I heard on another network the lieutenant governor of Georgia, who's a Republican, saying he just didn't understand what President Trump was tweeting about what's coming in Georgia. And I can't tell you right now, but what's coming in Georgia will be shocking when we file this in federal court Monday or Tuesday. It's nothing that we have talked about before. It's not related to what you heard in the press conference either. This is something completely separate. So I will tell you that we've got new litigation coming in the state of Georgia.
I'll tell you, so many attorneys, so many ideas and strategies. We're talking with Dr. Gerard Lomero, the forecast model expert, and it's always an honor to have Gerard on with us to break these numbers down. We've been hearing for, you know, several weeks and little piecemeals of evidence. I mean, in fact, there's one website here that has from one attorney, very prestigious attorney, who has broken down, you know, what's been happening in terms of the evidence. And it's Robert Barnes, a famed constitutional civil rights and tax attorney. And his website, Here Is the Evidence, shows at least 69 different instances of election irregularities. Now, on the surface, these reports are, you know, they don't give us a big enough number. You know, as Alan Dershowitz said, you got to look at this as wholesale and retail. A lot of these are what they would call retail. That they're not a big enough number that you could say, okay, this one or two would affect, maybe 100 million votes that it would change. And it could, just on its surface, these one or two could end up changing the number of votes and the victory from Biden to Trump. Yes, there's a number. I mean, there's dozens, maybe even thousands, but it's not enough. And so the court looks at it and says, okay, well, we heard your case. It's not enough to change the vote. So pass, you've had your day in court, let's move on. But we have to look at is there something, you've heard me say early on, that main thread that we can pull, there's lots of threads out there, and they all got problems and issues, but that's, Gerard, that's why the majority of Americans say this election was rigged, right?
Yeah, well, there's several different ways to look at the election. One is, I think, the constitutional questions, and those, I think, are solid. Mm-hmm. Those are the basis for overturning the election. Equal protection under the law is a big deal. 14th Amendment is a big deal. When you don't treat all voters the same, which they were not treated the same in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and others, that is a serious thing because some voters, Democrats, were favored. Republicans weren't favored. That means hundreds of thousands of votes. Are
were Republicans ever favored?
No.
Yeah, I mean that's the clear delineation. I mean, there's not.
Right.
If we're going to look at anecdotal information and say, okay, here in a general context, as you say, this is equal. You know, where there's supposed to be equality under the law, and that did not occur because everything was to favor the Democrats. There wasn't anything done in this election in the process that favored Republicans. It was all for the Democrats at every level. I mean, and if you broke down that list, and if you just looked at the field of play, you say, well, how did Donald Trump have a fair chance to win on this? How did the people have a fair chance to win on this? I mean, before we even get into Dominion software and smart tech and its origination and all that stuff, I mean, you know, that's a whole nother bucket of gum, but serious, needless to say.
Right, and I think an awful lot of the laws and the instances we're citing here simply deal with unfairness and not following the law. So, for example, in Pennsylvania, Trump was up by 800,000 votes the evening of the election. At 2 a.m., the voting counting stopped, and things got reassessed, we think, by some people. But what happened was a lot of ballots were allowed for the next 3 days to come into play. They backdated the dates on the ballots because they weren't legally allowed to accept them. Mm-hmm. They did all sorts of things that would indicate that they were reading ballots that weren't legitimate. For example, you know, the ballots fold. They have a crease in them, right?
Yes.
Normal ballots do. Well, a whole bunch of pristine new ballots came in, for example, in Georgia, that were not folded. How did that ever happen? How did you get a ballot in the mail and then remail it back and never fold it? They just came in like they're brand new off the printing press.
I was going to say, yeah, because even the way in which they were covered, the dot was covered, it wasn't, inconsistent like it would be for anybody else. We hand do this. You can see when people fill in that little oval, it's not perfect. But yet, in this particular case, it was quite perfect, wasn't it?
Right, but the key here, the constitutional issue, is not the fact that some ballots were stolen, but it's really that the laws weren't followed. Mm-hmm. The Constitution says, Article 2, Section 1, Clause 2, that the state legislature of every state has the duty and the right to select the electors to the Electoral College. It's that simple. And they put in laws in each state, and then when the local state Supreme Courts or other local courts or others, just like secretaries of state, change the rules without the authority of the legislature, they're violating the Constitution. And all the ballots that were counted inappropriately and didn't have the correct postmark, didn't have the correct signature verified, that means hundreds of thousands of ballots are not considered valid, should all be thrown out.
Exactly.
There's one or two that was stolen here and there, which probably were. Mm-hmm. It's a case of because you change the laws without the constitutional backing of the legislature, the whole bunch are out. They're all invalid. That, to me, is the biggest argument.
That and I agree with you. See, that's that thread that you and I were talking about, Gerard, is that that is that thread that pulls back, that's undeniable, that you cannot question. You say, look, you violated the Constitution. And when you violate the Constitution, it lacks legitimacy. In effect, what you've done is you've conducted an illegitimate an illegal voting process because you violated the Constitution. And I believe that's the stand. That is the line in the sand. That's the Waterloo that maybe Sidney Powell is talking about. I mean, because she says, look, at you know, President Trump won by a landslide and we're going to prove it. Well, but if you prove the violation of, you know, the Constitution, I mean, that's hard to argue. And look who's handling these cases. I mean, the Supreme Court has already put into, you know, into position who's going to handle Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Georgia. You've got Brett Kavanaugh handling Wisconsin, Amy Coney Barrett, Pennsylvania, Samuel Alito's handling Georgia, or women, I'm sorry. I did that wrong. Michigan is Brett Kavanaugh. Wisconsin is Amy Coney Barrett. Samuel Alito, because I knew he's already been acting and has already given some information and some opinion on Pennsylvania. And then you've got Georgia is Clarence Thomas. So you've already got the justices assigned. And, you know, and wouldn't you know it, in this particular case, last time I checked, aren't all four of those constitutionalists?
Yeah, they all believe in the Constitution. That's why it's so important to fight on the number one issue, and that is violating the Constitution. We have to have a presidential election that follows the Constitution. If we don't follow the Constitution, then we're like these cities who are sanctuary cities that don't follow immigration laws. We can't just pick what laws we follow.
Yes, exactly. But, you know, shame on us, because this has been going on for a long time. It's just that what's happened is somehow the Democrats have been able, whether it's this Dominion software or the Dominion voting system with Smartmatic and the systems that they utilize, whether that's what really allowed them to, you know, exponentially and in a quantum leap jump the shark here. This has been going on for a long time. I mean, even to the point that they would say now in retrospect that the 1960 election was stolen by the Democrats. But, you know, it's just kind of like, that's in the rearview mirror, so let's not talk about it. But, you know, this is all part of the trajectory that got us to the point to where we are now. We're talking with Dr. Gerard Lamero. He's a forecast model expert.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Men around the country may have participated in No Shave November, but the Tide Radio Ministry is taking it much further. Once again, we are initiating our unique Year Beard Challenge to raise support and awareness for the Tide Radio Ministry. We're looking for men who are willing to stop shaving and grow beard for the entire year. Through the Year Beard campaign, the bearded guys will each have a goal to help provide more airtime for the Tide Ministry's gospel radio broadcast in Asia, Africa, and Europe. Participants in the Year Beard Challenge can sign up to grow their beards for 1, 3, 6, or all 12 months, with the ultimate goal of making it possible for more people to hear about Jesus in their own language.
To learn more about how you or someone you know can help the Tide Ministry share the gospel by simply putting away your razor and telling people why, visit yearbeard.org. That's yearbeard.org.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes, no employee headaches, no contracts, no W-2s. Just a turnkey process process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call Get Callers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Well, he's an author, political analyst, expert on forecast models, and we love having Dr. Gerard Lomero on the show because he breaks down the numbers, I mean, in a way that we can understand them. And he's also been consistent. I mean, he is one of the few that I know of that has been able to forecast presidential elections. One of the few that got President Trump's numbers right in 2016. Of course, who would have thunk this year, although we were set up, we knew going into this with mail-in voting, that, you know, history, the empirical evidence, studies, previous studies, endless studies about mail-in voting, and the cautionary tale that came along with these studies that said, look, if you do mail-in voting, mass mail-in voting, you are going to open up the gates to fraud and ballot stuffing to no end. And here it is. I mean, like idiots, we had to get on top of the roof and fall off, Gerard, and find out that, hey, you know, that gravity thing still works, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's unfortunate, but absolutely true. And I don't know how many numbers you want to look at, but there are a lot of different ways to slice and dice the numbers, but they all indicate something fishy.
Yeah.
These election results.
Well, I'm going to leave it to you to, you know, slice and dice them in a way that's palpable because, you know, the reality of this, all of this that's going on, regardless of what the media wants to say and the Biden elect team, you know, and all this other stuff that they want to purport, the majority of Americans believe that this election was rigged. And when you hear the, you know, in this particular case, as I mentioned, with this one attorney, with his website, you look and you see these 69 things that he's documented, 69 voter discrepancies. I mean, you come away and you go, wait, what's going on here? And then, of course, they go to court, and then the Biden team go, well, these frivolous lawsuits, they just threw them out. But you got to understand why they threw them out, and that's why I explained earlier. It's the difference between retail and wholesale that Alan Dershowitz talked about. If it's not a big enough number to change, and a big enough number is we've got to be able to talk about what is going to alter, you know, hundreds of thousands of votes on a wholesale level. If we can't get to that point, and I think that's the differential maybe that's going on between Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani is very emotional about this, you can tell. And he thinks this is a no-brainer. Well, you know, the courts look at the numbers, just like Alan Dershowitz said, and there needs to be a very strategic way to attack and be able to turn these numbers, and the clock is ticking. I mean, what do we got, 2 weeks now?
Roughly
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Roughly.
December 8th is the deadline for certifying electors to the Electoral College. That is the Wednesday preceding December 14th. December 14th is the first Monday after the second Wednesday. That's the law.
Right.
When the Electoral College meets in their respective state capitals and votes, and then the votes are transmitted to the Senate.
Well, if things are going to change, bunt signals aren't going to work. You know, we need home runs. We need a series of home runs in order to turn the tide here in a dramatic way that makes it undeniable. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the Equal Protection Clause in the 14th Amendment in that is the key. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's going to turn this election in the Supreme Court. And that's what I think those constitutional scholars sitting on the Supreme Court will ultimately decide on that. And I think they will decide 5-4 or 6-3, because I figure the liberal folks, they always vote by outcome, not by the Constitution.
Exactly. So if that happens, if we get down to that and we get a decision, 6-3, 5-4, what happens?
Well, what happens is the Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan will all be called, no question, for Donald Trump. And the respective governors will have to certify, or they're actually the legislature, but it goes through a process in each state.
When you say they call it, when you say they call it, Gerard, help us understand here. I mean, do they come up with some number of votes to say, okay, we're going to stop on the third, the deadline, or whatever the state legislature had agreed, and whatever constitution they were following that didn't.
We're going to say these 200,000 or 400,000 ballots have to be eliminated from the count, because they were invalidly done because they violated the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Can't have equal protection not hold up throughout the entire election.
How are they going to cut that baby in half? That's what I'm asking. How are they going to decide which ones are invalid? I mean, some are obvious, but I mean, how are they going to be able to get to that number?
Justice Alito said that they must segregate those ballots that are in question. So those have been segregated. If they haven't, then they throw out the whole election and say the legislature has to determine how to vote, because they can't hold a presidential election in one day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I think either the whole election is tossed per state and it's tossed back into the hands of the state legislature. They'll have to meet and vote. Pennsylvania, for example, is a Republican legislature, so you know who they'll pick. They'll pick a slate of delegates that are Republican, mm-hmm, supporting Trump. Or the other thing, which I think is more likely, is they'll say the last 400,000 votes were voted incorrectly. They did not follow the law in that state. They didn't follow the law, so therefore they didn't follow the Constitution, which gives it to the state legislature to determine the rules that you must follow. If you don't follow them, you don't have equal protection. You have a violation of the 14th Amendment. That's what I think is going to happen.
This thing potentially could drag out. I mean, because if it goes to the states, and the states say, and they're in dispute with the judgment of the Supreme Court, right?
Or if Trump wins.
Okay, then
if it does, let's just say that the Supreme Court meets next Monday, a week from today, and let's say they rule in favor of Trump, and they'll let the states go back, and their apparatus is so slow and clunky, and they can't throw out the ballots, or they threw out some of the wrong envelopes. You know, let's say it's all a big mess. Okay, then basically what happens is that the state does not vote in the Electoral College. Mm. States will just simply not have any electors certified. When that happens, you're going to have the following. Let me pull up my map here. When that happens, Joe Biden will have 227 electoral votes. That's based on the states he definitely is certified in, or about to be. And Trump has 232. 232 Trump, 227 Biden. Guess what happens? It goes to the House of Representatives. When it's in the House, it's going to
Yes.
Little bitty Wyoming with one congressman gets one vote. And right now there are 30 state delegations in the House that are controlled by Republicans, 20 controlled by Democrats. Isn't that interesting how that works?
Yes.
Because you've got all these little states that are Republican. And big states like California and New York may be Democrat, but it doesn't count for the Electoral College and voting for president, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's done by state. One vote, one state. And so Trump will win 30 votes to 20. He will be reelected president.
You know, and I can see how this works out, and I can also appreciate the psychological damage that it will do to this country. I mean, we're talking, this is worse than the 2000 election with Bush v. Gore. And what was, you know, what we had to go through, you know, the aftermath of that decision and the whole process. You know, Gerard, heads are going to explode. There's going to be gray matter all over the place. And people need to understand who did this. Who perpetrated this? I mean, they knew what the laws were, and they went off like a bunch of cowboys in conducting this election because they had it. They felt they had it in the bag. I mean, and even to the point, you know, like you and I were talking about earlier, the one thing about cons, they self-indict. And this is what you see about our government time again. I don't care if you're talking about Barack Obama, Lois Lerner, AG, Eric Holder, they self-indict. Hillary Clinton, they self-indict. And they will tell you what they're guilty of if you only listen. I mean, Joe Biden, what was it, a week before the election, was very proud, bragging about...
The middle of October.
Oh, okay, it was the middle of October. So he's bragging about that he has formulated the best voter fraud organization in the history of America. He said this.
Yeah. And at the time, I was wondering, is this guy senile or is this a Freudian slip? And he's not realizing he's saying it in public. He thinks he's saying it back in the office, the headquarters.
Yes. Yeah, he thought he was talking under the lid here. And maybe that's what he's been. I mean, because he said the same thing. I mean, you know, he indicted himself when he was talking about Ukraine, right?
Oh, absolutely. He came out and bragged about it. He said, boy, you know, how do you put it? He said, I gave him 6 hours, and what do you know? They fired the guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, and it's
out in the open.
Yeah, and it's not so much that the guy, you know, they think, well, you know, it's a faux pas, you know, it's a, you know, a little stumble on his part or whatever they want to characterize it as.
Bragging about it.
Yeah, I mean, he's bragging about it, and you know, the same thing, like, you know, hey, you know, kind of watch my lips, you know, no fracking, you know, we're not going to do any fracking. Well, we're going to kind of frack, you know, we're going to do frick and frack, but not no fracking exactly. It's like, what? What are you talking about? But again, if we're listening, you can hear this. But so the bottom line of all this, so we got about a minute left here, Gerard. I'm going to let you summarize this. Go ahead.
Still going to win on constitutional principles. I think the Constitution will vote before December 8th, 5-4 or 6-3 for Trump. And when I say for Trump, I'm saying for an honest election in each state and following the rules of those respective states.
Well, I agree.
If that were to fail and if you get caught up in the nitty-gritty of recounting, then I think Donald Trump will win in the House 30-20. I'll even predict the vote exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, boy, this is going to be quite the exercise, and put on your crash helmets and seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen. Things are just getting underway, aren't they? At a point when you think, wait a minute, you know, please make this go away. We've got election fatigue, we've got COVID fatigue, and we just want to hang with our relatives for Thanksgiving, you know.
That's
so,
right.
Hey, God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving, Dr. Gerard Lomero. Appreciate it, buddy.
All your listeners.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.